Hello, and welcome to the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA podcast. My name is Andy Klumpis, and we are back in Halifax after 8 months of our residencies. And I'm joined today by my good friend Dex Gittins. Dex is originally from Calgary, Alberta. He went to school at Western, and he spent the last 8 months doing his residency as well, is now in his second year. Dex, welcome.
Thanks, Andy.
It's good to have you with us. Good. So Dex, tell us about your residency.
So my residency, I worked at RBC Recruitment and Learning in Toronto. Basically, what my role was project management related and strategy related as well. So I worked with basically senior managers, directors in that space to come up with strategic initiatives and I basically worked on enterprise-wide projects as well. So yeah, that's basically what I did.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was very fun, very challenging.
What would you say the best part of it was?
The best part of it was basically having endless opportunity. What you find out quickly is the opportunity is what you make it. So I wanted to do a lot of stuff. I wanted to try a lot of things and really push myself outside of my comfort zone. I think that was my personal goal going into the residency. So I made that objective pretty clear, and I always asked for more, to be pushed and to do more. And my managers and direct reports definitely felt the same way as well. So there was that, and it worked out.
Yeah, and so you obviously you learned a lot then.
Oh, for sure. I learned the three biggest learnings is number one, being resilient. You'll never really appreciate a piece of work until you really fail, or not necessarily fail, but you fall short, and then you have to go back and fix things and stuff. I learned that, one piece of work that I did, I worked in a strategic recommendation for the learning department, and I reported to the director of learning, Juliana Morris, and basically I produced something for her, and the first draft really wasn't what she needed, so I went back and I fixed it. The second draft still needed some more edits, and I think it wasn't until maybe the fifth or sixth draft that I finally got it right. And we debriefed the experience, and she said, in consulting, typically it takes 34 iterations to get something right. So really, it really put in perspective that you can't really set unrealistic expectations for yourself. You got to be open to the fact that, it takes time and effort to be able to get on the same page. The second learning thing I think would be being open to be mentored. I got a lot of mentoring opportunities with the senior managers. I was mentored by Juliana Morris, as mentioned by Kathy Wensley, Jessica Gray, the vice president of the department, Mark Albraith, while he was there, and as well as Rolando Lopez, who was my direct report for about six or so months. They all, in their own way, really helped me realize a lot of the strengths that I had, and they helped point out a lot of the gaps that I had as well, and they helped work with me to figure out ways to, fix those gaps. They pushed me into experiences where I came basically face first with my, the gaps that I had. And through those experiences, I was able to, grow. So number one, resilience. Number two, mentorship. The third one would be being open to feedback and also willingly and always seek it. You'll never be able to do anything on your own. It's all about a collaborative sort of effort. So if you're working on something, for example, Jessica Gray, one of the very big mentors in my on my residency, the woman who was probably responsible for a lot of the success, if not all of the success that I had, was always the number one touch point for feedback. And she was very open about it, too. She'd say, Dex, this is not exactly where you go. You want to think about it maybe this way a little bit more. And that would always, that would guide my thinking a lot. So at the end of the day, if you don't have someone to touch base on, to look at your work, and give honest feedback on it, and if you're not willing to actively seek that out, then it really takes a lot more time. And especially if you're in a role where time, time's a factor, and you're working on time sensitive things, then it doesn't really help you. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good. Now your undergrad was in commerce?
Not necessarily commerce. It was more like it was more management. So my degree from Western was Bachelor's of Management Organizational Studies, so that's more management and economics is what it was.
Can you see someone doing a Bachelor of Commerce or Bachelor of Management getting the position that you were able to have?
I don't think so, no. I think as an MBA student, you're you're given a lot more responsibility in a role. I think there were other co-op students, I guess, that sort of had like a sort of commerce background or some sort of similar background, and they weren't really exposed to nearly as much as I guess I was. Or they weren't really, at the same time, really willing to ask for as much either. But
how did the MBA program, because you were in your classes for 6 months before we went out on our residencies, how did it prepare you for that 8-month work term?
I think the biggest part is maybe, I think the one big part of our program is PPE, personal and professional effectiveness. And one of the things that I learned there was the importance of appreciative inquiry. So really taking the time to thank others for the work that they've done in helping you to achieve something. I did that on the very first day, actually. I got up to the 10th floor, and I had no idea how I was supposed to get in. I had no idea how to use where the phone was to call Rolando Lopez. So a lady came in, and she just directed me there. So at the end of the day, I gave her my a thank you card, and I just made her day. She went right up to Rolando the next day and told him about that thing that I did. But that was that's a small part about it, I guess. But always taking the time to appreciate the work that others do for you definitely goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with you. PPE has been fantastic for me, too. So you've finished 8 months at RBC. You're set to be graduating in May. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, the great thing about working for the bank, it definitely opened my eyes to a lot of opportunities that grad-related opportunities that there are. So I'd love to go back to RBC. I'd love to work in, say, like a commercial banking sort of area to really learn more about how to, I guess, interact with clients, because I think that's very important. It's a client-focused sort of atmosphere. Or I'm also pursuing another grad rotational program at the moment as well. So, it's very competitive process, but I took the time to really build a network while I was at RBC, and we'll see how that goes. If that doesn't work out, then I'll continue to explore other options, because I really like my experience at RBC, and I'd really love to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously, the Dell program is preparing you well for it, and just getting that MBA is putting you above the rest of the competition.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely agree with you there. I think that I decided to do my MBA right after undergrad, and I think it was a great choice because one thing I learned in my residency, especially from an RBC recruitment standpoint, is that there's like a war for talent, pretty much. And what that means is that once the baby boomers leave, there'll be a lot of gaps in the workforce. So the demands for managerial positions are going to increase significantly, and like the requirements for those jobs also are going to increase. So getting the MBA now will definitely set me up for success soon.
No kidding.
I would say.
So hopefully by now anyone who's listening to this podcast will be just dying to learn more about getting a Dell Corporate Residency MBA. What advice would you give to someone who's interested in joining on to become part of the class of 2014?
I would say that you basically just have to prepare yourself to be pushed. I came into the program wanting to be really pushed outside of my comfort zone, because what we have learned so far in the program is when you're outside of your comfort zone, you really learn more about your strengths, what your strengths are, and where your, I guess, gaps or opportunities to improve are. And you get that a lot. So that's one big piece. And I think another thing is just really being open to trying new things. Like the MBA gives you opportunities to, all the different course things that we have, but it also gives you opportunities as well to, volunteer and do all sorts of different things outside of the classroom as well. So just being open to all of those things as well definitely will set you up for a lot of success, I think, not just during school, but afterwards as well.
All right. Well, that ends our interview for today. Dex, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
All right. If you would like to learn more about the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA, go to dalmba.ca. We are currently taking applications. Now is the time to learn more. My name is Andy Klumpis. Thanks a lot for listening.